directions.
If you missed last hour, we had a conversation about quality workmanship. It's a problem virtually every one of the contractors on our network I talked to is having, is needing good work. And it's a much bigger long-term problem because shops out of schools, I won't go off on
they
that.
They won't fix the border. That's the biggest problem right there. You want me to go into about a two-hour conversation
no,
on this?
I just was coming out and say, John Eisenhower walks in and says, yeah, I need help too. You're looking for certified arborists to join your team.
Well, we are hiring right now. We're looking for climbers. Experienced climbers would be great. But, you know, we also have a climber apprenticeship position as well. Those who are physically fit, can handle the heat, and have no fear of heights, we will train you to climb. And we are always looking for able-bodied individuals who can handle the intense workload. And if you fit that bill, give us a call this week and ask for Brian, our operations manager, and schedule an interview to come in and we'll if you are an experienced climber or a certified tree worker or a certified arborist, of course, you know, you would have priority. That's preferable that you have some experience and know how to prune according to the ANSI standards and can meet the criteria we have. Or if you just would like to explore this as a career, we'd be a great place to do that training.
Excellent. iTreeService.com, ask for Brian.
Yes, go to iTreeService.com, go to the contact page, and just say you're interested in an interview, and we'll be back in touch.
Sounds good. I feel like I'm sitting in church. I've got my notes out. I've got your bullet points. Your soil sermon, sir.
Oh, well, you know, I wanted to talk so much about this because in the summer, the soil just gets beat up. And I was looking at some trees the other day, and the soil underneath some of our younger trees can just be baked like concrete. And the best thing you can do for your trees, apart from fertilizing, and sometimes even better than fertilizing, is to compost them, to put down some organic matter, work it into the soil, or even leave a layer of an inch or two of finished compost as a mulch on the soil surface. It helps reduce the soil temperature, reduces evaporation and water loss through evaporation. It actually improves the soil microbiology by breaking down over time in improving the tilth of the soil, increases the biological activity in terms of worms, other microbes that get active in that better quality soil, and it makes a better rooting environment, ultimately producing a better, more healthy tree. And I would encourage everyone who's has any yard waste in your yard to be composting it on a regular basis. Many of our listeners already compost their kitchen waste, and you can start to build your own little compost pile. Somebody said compost happens, and it does. If you just have some raked leaves and you want to push them up into a corner of your yard, you don't even need a compost bin necessarily. A compost bin is nice because it gives you a contained area where you can turn the soil regularly, add the water. But even a spot in your yard where you can build up a mound that can be a couple of feet deep, 2 or 3 feet deep, 4 or 5 feet across, and where you can be turning that soil regularly. Over a period of time, it will start to compost, and you can get some nice material that you can put back into the soil. You know, when we rake all of our leaves in our yards, we are removing nitrogen that would normally recycle back into the soil. And when we break up that nitrogen cycle, by taking all of our yard waste away, blowing our leaves, and then putting them in the trash and throwing them away, it starves our trees. In a tree's natural setting, that leaf litter builds up on the soil surface and eventually composts, and that nitrogen makes its way back into the soil to feed the tree, to make the tree healthier. So we really encourage you to do that. Someone has said that as go the roots, so go the shoots. And good, healthy roots are going to produce good above-ground growth. You know, roots are kind of the unsung heroes. They're doing a lot of work underground, and producing all that nice lush growth above ground. And the better we can, the more we can improve the growing conditions, the rooting conditions, the better trees we're going to have. There's a lot we can do. And it's not just a matter of throwing fertilizer at the trees, you know, putting chemicals down. Actually improving the soil tilth, the texture, the structure of the soil by incorporating organic matter into the soil or even putting that layer of mulch is important for creating that more favorable rooting environment. Of course, the fertilizer might be a help, but I hate to, for people to think that they can rely on fertilizer alone to do all of that, throwing down a few chemicals every now and then onto that parched soil. Also, there's several other things that we offer. We do vertical mulching. Vertical mulching is actually taking an auger and augering down into the soil around some of our trees where there's been compaction. Sometimes the soil is so compact that no matter what we do, it's difficult to get soil to penetrate into the soil profile. Knowing that so water needs to be down to an 18-inch depth of saturation, after a lot of pedestrian traffic or vehicular traffic, sometimes it's absolutely impossible because we pushed all the oxygen out of the soil, so there's very little soil pore space, they call it. Well, what we'll do is we'll go with an auger, a 2 or 3 inch auger bit, and we'll drill down 18, 24 inches deep on 3 foot centers all the way around the root, the drip line of a tree, inside the drip line of the tree. And then we'll put pea gravel, soil sulfur, gypsum, maybe add a little fertilizer down into those little columns. And what the pea gravel does is it holds those holes open. And it allows oxygen to get into the root system, allows water to penetrate down into that area. It's a really great way to kind of remediate compacted soil conditions. We also do
very interesting. I'm kind of fascinated by that. I see these stakes that you can drive in that you plug mm-hmm. a hose to and they water. So it's
essentially the same principle, but we do it multiple times all the way around a tree. When we have older, mature trees that have had some construction damage, a lot of compaction of the soil, maybe you've been trafficking wheelbarrows full of materials like decomposed granite over the root zone of some trees, and then a lot of pedestrian traffic, even vehicular traffic, or the storage of construction materials around trees, pallets and piles of sand. People think, oh, if I put a pile of sand underneath that tree, there's not a problem with that, is there? Yes, there is. Even if the sand is eventually moved, the compaction is permanent. You've just put 4 or 5 tons of sand over an area of soil, and it's pushed and compressed all the oxygen out of that soil profile, 2 or 3 feet deep. So we go back in and drill all these holes and fill them with the pea gravel. The pea gravel keeps the holes open for many, many years. If you don't put the pea gravel in, you just put the soil sulfur and soil back in, they'll just close back up. And we found that there's research has shown that it just doesn't do any good. You need to keep those holes open. We also do radial trenching, where we find the main roots that radiate out from the tree, and we find spaces in between those, and we'll trench away from the trunk of the tree and do the same thing, put in some better quality soil to improve the overall growth conditions for that tree. Then the lateral roots from the tree can grow out into that more favorable soil.
How are you locating those laterals? Just visually with a little spade, or are you imaging the soil somehow?
No, we like to use our air spade. And it's an air tool that lets us displace the soil around the base of the trees using air pressure only. We drive it with 185 CFM compressor, which ramps up the airspeed to about Mach 2. And you definitely need hearing protection.
Wow.
Because it's a special nozzle on the end of this air tool. And it blows all the soil out from around the base of the trees. In fact, we used it at that one project we did. We went in with that to kind of find out where the roots were, and then we made our soil cuts with our trencher. But we go in and identify where the roots are, where the main scaffold roots are, and then we start doing our trenching. And we try to avoid hitting any of the major roots, but what we're doing these are remedial projects for larger trees that are having trouble in our soil conditions or for various reasons have had some other compaction issues. So, yeah, and the root, this air spade, by the way, is a new technology. It's only been used for the last 15 years or so, but it's really a fantastic tool because it lets us do root collar excavations and underground examination around the base of trees without hurting the roots, without disturbing the irrigation lines, without hurting the electrical, all the other utilities are below ground.
John, do me a favor. The next time y'all have that tool being utilized, I'd love to see it in use. Because I'm thinking of about 15 different applications for that, not only looking for roots, but I think I could use it often. I'm not even familiar with it.
It's really, really nice. You know, we've been using it for several years. It's good to moisten the soil to a depth of, you know, about 12 or 18 inches several days ahead of time. So you're not working in mud, because mud gets all over your face shield. It's pretty dirty work, but you don't want it dusty either and be in violation of dust codes. So we try to keep the soil moist but not muddy. And yeah, we will. We'll definitely give you a call. And it's really been good, because we do all sorts of investigative work with it. And it's we used to do root collar excavations, trying to determine problems that trees had using hand tools. But you invariably would hit the roots you're trying to look at, because you're trying to dig in through the soil, and all of a sudden you use a hand tool and you've hit the root, and you're trying to pull the soil away and look at it. This air spade has been fantastic.
I'm very, very interested in seeing it, because I'm thinking I have several applications in general remodeling where we could use it often.
Well, have you done hydro excavation with air pressure? Potholing?
I mean, back when I first went to work for Bill Jenkins, you know, we used to use PVC with a hose nozzle on it to shoot underneath driveways to get sprinkler lines.
They have some industrial strength hydro excavators that but they're too damaging to the roots, because it's over 3,000 psi and it'll hurt the roots. This air technology is nicer, because you can back the pressure off and excavate this, displace the soil without hurting the roots.
You know, every time I sit down and talk with one of our ROSI certified experts, I keep thinking of ways we can do things better. And, you know, I'm going home this afternoon and I'm changing the way our remodeling contracts are written. When we have landscaping included in the remodeling, I'm now going to include in the base bid revisiting the property in 90 days and destaking all the trees, and I'm going to revisit the property in 1 and 2 years and extend the drip line irrigation to the trees so that people don't have to worry about that. So
it's a great idea.
The first couple of years, everything's taken care of. I'm going to change that this afternoon. Thank you, John.
That's great.